One of the first signs of spring at the Mill Pond is the appearance of what West Tisbury residents call the trout truck. It's a truck driven by employees of the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries that travels from Sandwich to the vineyard to stock this pond with hundreds of brook trout, a colorful fish about a foot long with an iridescent head and a red belly.
They'll be scooped out of the tank in nets by hand, old school way of stocking the pond.
The reason these hatchery trout are being released here is for fishermen to catch.
As you can see, they're quite beautiful fish. These brook trout are pretty colorful. That also adds to the lure of guys fishing.
But once upon a time, the fish didn't need to be trucked into Mill Pond. Brook trout used to be a common species here. But Steve Hurley with the State Fisheries Office says over the years, warmer water temperatures have caused many of the native trout to die off.
The trouble that's happened is like a lot of those, that river's been dammed, they created these small mill ponds, and that warms the water up. And basically you have to think the temperatures became too warm for trout.
The mill pond is historic though. It's become a symbol of the town of West Tisbury, and its dam is a reminder of the town's roots as a place for grinding grain. Today, the pond provides a scenic backdrop as you drive along West Tisbury Road. There are picnic tables off to the side and swans paddle by just out of reach. Longtime West Tisbury resident and conservationist Prudy Burt walks out on the dam with me.
We are standing at the sluice way of the Mill Pond Dam in West Tisbury, Mass.
She says because the pond is barricaded by the dam, water temperatures can reach upwards of 90 degrees in the summer. But it wasn't always like this.
There are historical references to Mill Brook by a guy named Jerome Smith, who was here in 1833, and what he describes is a Mill Brook that was so full of fish that he used the phrase, never in our lives had we seen the term the waters being alive with fish as evidenced in what we saw at Mill Brook.
She goes on.
That's not the case now. Historically, there were herring present in the system, American eel, white perch, and what we have now is the fish and wildlife folks showing up and they dump several hundred hatchery trout in the pond.
But one of the main barriers to removing the dam at Mill Pond has been the aesthetics of the proposition. Sean Conley of the West Tisbury Historic Preservation District says the pond is iconic to the town.
So it's sort of considered the jewel of West Tisbury. And it's one of the few ponds that's actually visible from the road, from a public area.
If the dam is removed, the pond will drain into a stream and become more overgrown, which is good for the fish, but...
Well, then we'll end up with a skinny little brook and not the magnificent pond we have now. You'd end up with just a brook that's overgrown, like the Mill Brook is just above it, barely visible from the road, and... you know, not really enjoyable.
Prudy Burt says she understands the concerns of people who want to preserve the aesthetics, but she says the entire scene as it is artificial. She also adds that accepting the pond's return to its more natural state as a stream doesn't automatically mean it'll be unsightly.
Instead of 2.5-acre Mill Pond, we have 2.5-acre Mill Brook Park with a stream flowing freely through it. We could have a quiet spot for bikers to come in and sit on benches near the brook and watch our fish swimming up the brook. It could look like anything we, the town, want it to.
In the past few weeks, the West Tisbury Town Meeting has voted to invest $40,000 into implementing what they say are changes to better the environment at Mill Pond. The town is still working to figure out what steps will be taken first. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.